Welcome back, stargazers, to another episode of Star Trails. I'm your host, Drew, here to take you on a journey through the cosmos for the week starting August the 4th. Here at the top of the show, I'd just like to thank all of our listeners who have helped grow the podcast since we launched in February. If you know of a friend who might enjoy the show, please send them to our website, startrails.show, or just stop by and say hello. I really appreciate it. Today, we're going to focus on some of the most captivating and enigmatic structures in the universe, nebula. We'll explore their different types and highlight some of the most interesting nebula for amateur astronomers. Plus, a new moon brings darker skies for observations of these faint objects. So grab your binoculars or set up your scope and let's get started. Nebula are vast clouds of gas and dust in space, and they come in a variety of shapes and sizes. These celestial objects are crucial to the life cycle of stars, acting both as stellar nurseries where new stars are born and as remnants of dead or dying stars. Nebula can be incredibly beautiful, often glowing in vivid colors owing to the ionization of gases like hydrogen and oxygen. The word nebula comes from the Latin word for cloud or fog. Early astronomers used it to describe any diffuse astronomical object, including galaxies. However, modern astronomy has refined the definition to focus specifically on these gaseous structures within our galaxy and beyond. Nebula are not just pretty to look at, they're also important for understanding the processes that shape our universe. By studying nebula, astronomers can learn about the formation of stars and planets, the dynamics of interstellar gas and dust, and the ultimate fate of stellar material. There are several types of nebula, each with unique characteristics and roles in the cosmos. Let's look at the main categories. Emission nebula are clouds of ionized gas that emit light at various wavelengths. These nebula are often found in regions of active star formation where young, hot stars emit large amounts of ultraviolet radiation. This radiation ionizes the surrounding gas, causing it to glow. A prime example is the Orion Nebula, M42, located in the constellation Orion. It's one of the brightest nebula in the sky and a stellar nursery where new stars are being born. The Orion Nebula's vivid reds and blues come from ionized hydrogen and oxygen, making it a stunning sight through a telescope. When ultraviolet photons from young stars strike the hydrogen atoms in the nebula, they strip away electrons, ionizing the gas. When the electrons recombine with the hydrogen nuclei, they emit light at specific wavelengths, creating the characteristic red glow of hydrogen alpha emission. This process also occurs with other elements like oxygen and sulfur, adding to the nebula's colorful palette. Reflection nebula don't emit their own light. Instead, they reflect the light of nearby stars. These nebula often appear blue because blue light is scattered more effectively by the small dust particles within the nebula than red light. The Pleiades star cluster, also known as the Seven Sisters, features a beautiful reflection nebula. This open star cluster is enveloped in a faint blue haze, which is the reflection of light from the hot young stars within the cluster. The blue color of reflection nebula is due to the same scattering process that makes our sky blue. Tiny dust particles within the nebula scatter shorter wavelengths of light, like blue and violet, more efficiently than longer wavelengths, such as red. This scattered light illuminates the nebula, giving it a soft, ethereal glow. Dark nebula are dense clouds of gas and dust that block the light from stars and other nebula behind them. These nebula appear as dark patches or silhouettes against the brighter background of the Milky Way or other bright nebula. One of the most famous dark nebula is the Horsehead Nebula in the constellation Orion. Its distinctive shape, resembling a horse's head, stands out against the bright emission nebula surrounding it. Dark nebula represent the raw potential of star formation. Within these dense clouds, regions can collapse under their own gravity, leading to the formation of protostars. Over time, these protostars may gather enough mass to ignite nuclear fusion, becoming fully fledged stars. The process is hidden from view by the thick dust, but infrared telescopes can peer through the dust to reveal these nascent stars. Despite their name, planetary nebula have nothing to do with planets. These nebula form when a dying star, typically a red giant, sheds its outer layers, leaving behind a hot core. The intense radiation from the core ionizes the ejected gas, causing it to glow. A well-known planetary nebula is the Ring Nebula, M57, in the constellation Lyra. Through a telescope, it appears as a small, colorful ring of gas, the remnant of a star similar to our Sun. The name planetary nebula comes from early astronomers who, through small telescopes, saw these objects as round, planet-like disks. The core left behind is a white dwarf, which will gradually cool and fade over billions of years. Planetary nebula provide a glimpse into the future of our own Sun, which will one day go through a similar process. Now, let's talk about some nebula that are particularly interesting for amateur astronomers. These nebula are not only beautiful, but also relatively easy to observe with modest equipment. We've already mentioned it, but the Orion Nebula is a must-see for any stargazer. Located in the Sword of Orion, it's visible to the naked eye as a faint smudge, but reveals incredible detail through binoculars or a telescope. When observing, look for the trapezium cluster at its heart. This tight group of young stars illuminates the surrounding gas and dust, creating a complex and dynamic scene. Although Orion is visible now, low on the eastern horizon just before dawn, the Orion Nebula is best seen in the winter months. But here are a few others that you can see right now in the summertime. The Eagle Nebula, located in the constellation Serpens, is famous for the iconic Pillars of Creation image taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. This emission nebula is another stellar nursery, and the pillars are regions of intense star formation. While the nebula itself is best seen through a telescope, the surrounding star cluster is visible with binoculars. The Pillars of Creation are towering columns of gas and dust, sculpted by the intense radiation and stellar winds from nearby young stars. Observing the Eagle Nebula provides a window into the processes that shape star-forming regions, with dense clumps of gas collapsing to form new stars amidst the chaos. The Lagoon Nebula in the constellation Sagittarius is a large and bright emission nebula that can be seen with the naked eye from dark locations. Through a telescope, you can see intricate structures of gas and dust, as well as a bright open cluster of stars known as NGC 6530. The Lagoon Nebula spans about 110 light years and contains a wealth of detail. Look for the dark lanes of dust that divide the nebula, as well as the bright region known as the Hourglass Nebula, where intense star formation is taking place. Also, the Lagoon Nebula's rich colors and complex structures make it a favorite among astrophotographers. The Dumbbell Nebula in the constellation Vulpecula is one of the largest and brightest planetary nebula in the sky. Its distinctive shape resembles a dumbbell, and it's a great object to observe through a telescope. The nebula's greenish hue, due to ionized oxygen, makes it stand out even in light-polluted skies. Interestingly, the Dumbbell Nebula was the first planetary nebula to be discovered by Charles Messier in 1764. Now, let's take a look at what's happening closer to home. The week begins with a new moon, bringing darker skies for those observing nebula, galaxies, and other faint objects. It will be a razor-thin crescent early in the week, cozying up to Venus on the evening of August the 5th. If you have a clear view to the west, look low on the horizon around 9 p.m. to see Venus just a few degrees below a 1% illuminated crescent. It will be difficult to see the pair in the twilight. Mercury is entering retrograde this week, and you probably won't be able to catch it owing to the sun's glare. Mars and Venus continue lighting up Taurus. Look for the pair after 2 a.m. Jupiter will be bright at a magnitude of -2. Mars, at a magnitude around 1, is less than 5 degrees above and to the right of Jupiter. These two planets form a nice triangle with Aldebaran, the red eye of Taurus. Look above Taurus for the tranquil Pleiades cluster. Those with good binoculars or a telescope can hunt for Uranus about 5 degrees to the right of the Pleiades. Neptune, our most distant planet, rises before midnight near Pisces, making a challenging target for telescope users. Around 11 p.m. this week, look straight up to see Vega, the brightest star of the summer triangle. Vega, a stunning bluish-white star just 25 light-years away, is part of the constellation Lyra. Vega forms a small triangle with two fainter stars, one of which is Epsilon Lyrae, though it appears as a single star to the naked eye. Binoculars reveal two stars, and at least a 3-inch telescope can show that each of these is also a double star, earning Epsilon Lyrae the nickname Double Double. Just a quick note, the locations of celestial objects mentioned on the show are based on what a viewer might see around 35 degrees north of the equator. Consult with an app like Stellarium for the utmost accuracy. Don't forget, August 11th and 12th are considered the peak nights for the Perseids meteor shower this year. The viewing window for this shower has been open for a few weeks, and you'll start seeing more meteors as we close in on the peak days. The Perseids are considered one of the more active showers, and you could potentially see up to 100 meteors an hour during peak times. That's it for today's episode of Star Trails. Before you go, I invite you to check out our weekly email newsletter on Substack, where you can receive night sky reports and news that we don't always mention on the podcast. It's completely free and a great supplement to the show. We're also on Mastodon at star_trails, and we'd love to hear from you. I'll include links to both services in the show notes. Also, remember our website, startrails.show, where you can find all of our episodes, including transcripts. Until next time, keep looking up and exploring the night sky. Clear skies, everyone.